This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds came back from a 5-0 deficit to beat the Pittsburgh Pirates on Monday night. Final score 9-5. Cincinnati hit 4 home runs, 2 of those off the bat of Joey Votto, who now has 33 on the year. Votto also was on base 5 times. Vladimir Gutierrez started for the Reds and simply didn't have it. He gave up 5 runs in 3 1/3 innings of work. The bullpen, however, shut Pittsburgh out over the final 5 2/3 innings, at one point setting down 13 consecutive batters. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Chad. Well, Cowboys, sometimes the starter, you don't have it. The Reds' bullpen really came through to the rescue in back of Vladimir Gutierrez tonight, and so too did the bats.
Yeah, the Reds fell behind early in this one. It was a 5-0 Pirate lead, and you're kind of holding your breath a little bit, saying, well, if the Reds' offense doesn't show up here, it might not show up at all. And I'm telling you, you got to respect what you saw. They showed up and showed up in a big way. I mean, after the three-run top of the third inning, the Reds answered with 4 in that bottom of 3, and then you felt a little bit better. It looked like things were starting to move back in the right direction, and boy, did they ever.
How about Joey Votto? On base 5 times tonight, all 5 times he came up. He's been on base 7 times in a row now. And on top of that, 13 of the last 15 plate appearances he's reached base.
Yeah, I think when you're watching Votto, I think there was a time, and we talked about this during the game, where he was trying to go out of the zone to try to help this club. And there were teams just weren't going to pitch to him. And it was painfully obvious in that Dodgers series they were not going to let him hurt them. And first at bat here tonight, they didn't throw him strikes. And then they did throw him strikes, and he hit 2 home runs. And then they decided, all right, well, we're going to walk him the next time. I mean, that's just kind of how it goes. I mean, that's where he's at as far as swinging the bat, and I think everyone else kind of feeds off of that.
Kind of a combination of that approach that he had for so long where he just wasn't going to chase, and that approach that he's had more recently where he's really been on the attack. And as a result, he's just getting on base a whole lot right now for this Reds team. Reds over the Pirates 9-5 tonight to kick off the 3-game series. It continues tomorrow night. You'll have more on that coming up. Yid, back to you.
Now to the highlights. Because of the rain in downtown Cincinnati, this game got underway an hour and 25 minutes later than scheduled. And when it did, the Pirates wasted no time scoring off a Red starter, Vladimir Gutierrez. With one out, Yoshi Susutko and Brian Reynolds went back-to-back.
7 home runs, 19 RBIs for Susutko, and he smokes the first pitch he sees here and hits a laser into the right field seats. A home run for Susutko. That is his 8th home run of the year, all with the Pirates. And this homer gives the Pirates a 1-0 lead in the first. The 2-1 pitch, and Reynolds skies a towering fly ball to deep right. Castellanos is back. He's at the wall, looks up, and that's gone. Well, we talked about it in the series in Pittsburgh. The one guy that can really hurt you and is the biggest threat in this Pirate lineup is Brian Reynolds. And he shows why here with his 24th home run of the year.
The Pirates went out in order in the second, but added 3 more runs in the top of the third. Gutierrez walked Dylan Peters on 4 pitches. Cole Tucker followed that with a single to right. Susutko then made it 3-0.
Susutko homered his first time up. He hits a bullet back up the middle. They will wave Peters around. He will jog onto the plate, and that's 3 consecutive that have reached base to begin this third inning for the Pirates, and it's 3-0 Pirates.
Brian Reynolds then got the 4th run home.
And a deep fly ball into center field. Racing back is Barrero. He will make the catch, but it will score the runner Tucker from third. And it's 4-0 Pirates.
Colin Moran followed that with a base hit, and Ben Gamble then singled to load the bases. Kevin Newman then brought the 5th run home.
The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Farmer has it, underhands to India. They will not get the double play. A run will score, and it is 5-0 Pirates.
After not doing anything their first two at-bats against lefty Dylan Peters, the Reds finally got to him in the bottom of the third. With two outs, Jonathan India walked, Kyle Farmer then singled to left center, and Nick Castellanos brought them both home.
No balls and a strike here to Castellanos. Peters sets, checking second pitch. Line drive, center field, going back quickly. Reynolds, he won't get it. It's off the top of the wall, and it caroms way back towards center. Into second is Castellanos. Two runs will score, and the Reds are on the board. It's a 5-2 bowl game.
Next up was first baseman Joey Votto.
I can tell you what Joey Votto's thinking, and it's not single. He's ready to hit one over that Hard Rock side out there in right center field. The pitch. And he rips it towards right field. It's high. It's deep. It's gone. Well, it wasn't Hard Rock, but it was sure close to it. Joey Votto, his 32nd home run of the year, and he has made this a 5-4 ball game. The Reds have four runs, all coming with two outs here in the third. And the big fellas, Castellanos and Votto, come up rather large here in this third inning.
Gutierrez came back out for the top of the fourth. He retired the first batter he faced, but then gave up a single to Anthony Alford. That was it for Gutierrez. Luis Sessa came on the pitch, and with Cole Tucker at the plate, Tucker Barnhart did his thing.
Sessa, high hold, runner goes, the pitch down and away, throw to second, and got him at second base. Great throw, Barnhart. Farmer there to put the tag down, and offered is caught stealing.
Sessa retired the next batter he faced, and the inning was over. Here's the pitching line for Vladimir Gutierrez. 3 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, a walk, 3 strikeouts, 2 home runs, 56 pitches, 37 of those 4 strikes. Luis Sessa set the Pirates down in order in the top of the fifth, and the Reds tied things up in the bottom of the inning. Cody Ponce struck out Kyle Farmer and Nick Castellanos to begin the inning, but then he had a face, Joey Votto.
Here's the 2-2, and Votto swings, sends a high drive, deep right field. Back is Tsutsugo, gone, tie game. Joey Votto with his second home run tonight. That is his third home run in his last 3 at-bats with a walk mixed in.
Next up was a Eugenio Suarez.
Payoff. Suarez swings. He drives this left center field. Well hit and deep. And it is gone! A Eugenio Suarez puts the Reds on top.
Lucas Sims pitched a 1-2-3-6 for the Reds, and Michael Lorenzen pitched a 1-2-3-7. The Reds added another run in the bottom of the seventh, and yes, they went deep again, this time off the bat of Kyle Farmer.
Are just too big to get to their feet quickly. Fly ball, left field, going back, looking up, goodbye, Kyle Farmer. Second hit of the ball game, fourth home run of the night for the Reds, 7-5. Oh, boy.
After the home run, the Reds loaded the bases off Kyle Keller. And now De Los Santos replaced Keller on the mound. The first batter he faced was Delino DeShields.
De Los Santos to the plate. And he walked him. An RBI for DeShields as Castellanos trots home. It is 8-5 Reds, and here's Tucker Barnhart.
Lorenzen came back out for the eighth, and he set the Pirates down in order again. The Reds added a run in the bottom of the eighth when Nick Castellanos delivered.
Castellanos, for the most part this year, has led the league in hitting. 3-2 pitch. Castellanos lines it to right, base hit. India around third getting the wave. Up throwing Tsutsugo, no play. India scores. It's an RBI single for Castellanos, and that is his third hit tonight. Reds lead it 9-5.
Michael Givens came on to pitch the top of the ninth. He gave up a double to Ben Gamel to begin the inning. Kevin Newman then hit a ground ball to Kyle Farmer for the first out. Michael Perez grounded out to Joey Votto. A great play by Votto. And then Givens ended the game against Hoy Park.
From the belt, the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Blew a fastball by him. And that's it. Reds win it 9-5 over the Pirates tonight here at Great American Ballpark to take the series opener. Joey Votto and the Reds powering past the Pirates tonight
Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 8 left on base. Pittsburgh, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They stranded 3. Sessa, the winner, 5-2. Ponce, the loser, 0-5. Home runs in the game. Sutsutko hit number 8 for Pittsburgh. Reynolds, number 24. Votto, number 32 and number 33. Suarez, number 27. Farmer, his 15th for Cincinnati. 3 hours and 25 minutes. 17,086 on hand at Great American Ballpark. And with the victory, the Reds are now 78-73. Time to hear from Reds manager, David Bell.
You always need the big players to come up in big moments. Obviously, you got big night from not only Votto, but Castellanos as well.
Yes, both of them. Joe definitely looks back and looked strong again at the plate, swinging the bat with authority and confidence over the last couple of days. Started with the pinch hit home run yesterday, but Nick continues to swing the bat. Even the hit at the end of the game there to drive in an extra run was big. Gino comes up with the home run, and Farm added on another run with a home run. So just a good team effort from our offense tonight.
Your bullpen put up zeros when you most needed it. You went to Sessa in the fourth there, followed by Sims. Is this kind of how we can expect the games to be managed, where they're seemingly must-win situations every night?
Yeah, as much as we possibly can. Tonight, we were in a situation where we've a lot of those guys that have been pitching when we have a lead have had the rest. So tonight we were definitely able to do that, and as much as we possibly can, we'll be doing that the rest of the way. So they were amazing tonight. I believe it was just a hit or two that they allowed. More importantly, limiting no runs. So it's not easy to do, and each and every one of them pitched really well, and it's not easy to get from that point to the game all the way through to the end with those kind of results.
Game 2 of this 3-game series comes your way on Tuesday evening. Right-hander Tyler Malley goes to the mound looking for his 13th victory of the season. He'll be opposed by right-hander Mitch Keller. We're on the air with the pregame show at 6:10. First pitch is scheduled for 6:40. And once again, the final score on Monday night, the Reds beat the Pirates 9-5. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.